for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
It'll be, could it be in the goal kickers? He'll kick from 20, it won't be. He's actually shanked that. That is, that was US Open style. I think you'd be suggesting that you're hitting a provisional. And just the minor score. 96 plays 77. Kozer, we've got 10 seconds remaining.
That is all we have. The Bombers will be singing the theme song. And the siren about to sound. So Essendon, the Bombers, flying high over the Hawks. 14-12, 96. 11-11 is 77. Essendon just way too good in the end. And when I say way too good, it was a match that didn't hit any great heights, but the Bombers managed to stretch a three-point halftime lead to 23 at three-quarter time and won it by 19. 14-12, 96 to 11-11, 77. Our schematic player of the night, Lee Brown, is going to select it. We've got our Hamlin Holmes hanger. We've got goal of the day. And we'll also get you an interview from the rooms. I reckon Michael Hurley might be downstairs about to speak to the broadcaster in Channel 7. We'll wait and see. Jimmy Bartel's the man there.
Inside 50s in the first quarter. What was the message at quarter time? You seem pretty calm, though.
Yeah, I think we're going okay. It's just too fast for the footy. It's hard to sort of set up the ground if you're going really quick. So we found we're getting in our forward half and just coming straight back.
As a defensive group, you seem like you're all just moving well together and turning the football over and helping each other where you can.
Yeah, you've got a really good mixture of blokes. Obviously, our smalls are pretty electric, and then Hooksy and Paddy Ambrose have been doing some great jobs for us, so we're working together pretty well.
When you and Big Hooksy are standing back there and you see McKenna and Saad blasting out, that must give you a lot of confidence when they whip past.
Yeah, it sort of gets our game going. When they're sort of running and carrying, helps us score and helps us set up the ground.
Well done, mate, on the win.
So Jimmy Bartel downstairs. Looks like the Bombers are going to be taking footballs to all points of Marvel Stadium. We'll slide a quick breakaway, come back with the song and a few other different things. All occurs higher. Stats, the Godding, special comments as well from Lee Brown. We'll have a look ahead to tomorrow as well. Round 13 football. A win to the Bombers, 14-12, 96, 11-11, 77, Hawthorne. Thanks to Warra Lily, live brief, K-Rock football.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock football, back in minutes.
It's the radio game show that's got all of Geelong showcasing their talents.
K-Rock 955's Kashiyoke. All you need to do is sing the next line and you're in Cashtown.
Population you.
Could be a classic.
Could be something new.
Could be something we wish we could forget about and never hear from again.
This is the Crazy Frog.
Ding, ding.
Kashiyoke.
K-Rock 955's Kashiyoke. Be listening all day to win cold hard cash.
See the Melbourne Vixens clash with the Adelaide Thunderbirds Sunday, July 28th at Melbourne Arena. MelbourneVixens.com.au.
Imagine how much you could save using the sun to power your home. Now, imagine if someone else paid for half of the conversion. City to Serve Solar can show you how to take advantage of the state government's 50% solar rebate, which kicks in July 1st. Make hay when the sun shines, and the rebate could pay for half. Speak to City to Serve Solar now and beat the July 1 rush. T's and C's apply. So see if you're eligible with City to Serve Solar, Essington Street, Grovedale. citytoservesolar.com.au.
Hi folks, Neil Crompton here. Is your car trying to tell you something? Creaks, groans, thuds, knocks, squeals, shudders, and vibrations are common warning signs that something is wrong with your critical brakes, steering, and suspension systems. If your car is telling you something, don't wait. Book a Petters brakes, steering, and suspension check for just $28. Visit petters.com.au. No bull.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mold cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Listen to the footy on your J-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warren Lilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
We're into the fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Lockie Young is in position downstairs. Looks like Jake Stringer has got potential calf injury. By the looks of things, it's all wrapped up. We can see some of the vision. The other thing, of course, that will be done post-match is going to be a big analysis of Orazio Fantasia's bicep, tricep, the back of his left arm. Appears to have between 6 and 8 marks that are really, really... To describe them, they're like massive mosquito bites, and apparently they are pinches.
That's 7, between 6 and 8?
Between 6 and 8. Well, you can count them next time because the cameras are honing in on them at the moment. And that will be certainly an aftermath where I think it's sort of been laid at the feet of Ben Stratton,
it's definitely
pinching
Ben Stratton
affair.
They're all looking at it.
It was shown in the first quarter.
But
it's not good enough.
Ben Stratton's not that sort of footballer.
Well, he's been a serial offender.
At pinching like that?
Yes. It's not the first time it's been brought to the attention.
Righto. Lockie Young, you make sure you get a good look at the Fantasia tricep when he comes down, and the boys are about to make their way into the Bombers rooms. Lockie?
Yeah they're just coming in now. Kaiser led it. So lost a little bit of connection there. Zach Merritt leading the boys off, and a great win, as you say. Jake Stringer just making his way out of the medical rooms now. He's taken that strapping off the calf, so just sort of hobbling over to make his way into the circle. Fair bit of feeling in this one, though, Kozer, as you can probably detect from the noise down in the rooms. They're just about to start now. Here they go.
Well done, Lockie Young, downstairs. Just let us know if there's a potential for a K-Rock interview or whether they like to be breaking into a room. What is your feeling, Lockie?
It looks as though they're just going to go and do a couple of chats with some line coaches before they come back out and do some interviews. Kozer and probably going to be competing with Roaming Brian as well, is just making his way over as well. So I'm going to try to avoid that as best as I can.
Yeah, would have thought so.
But the players are just making their way out of some rooms now.
Okay.
With Bell Chambers. So if Tom is just able to make his way over now, we're going to grab him here. Of course, Tom Bell Chambers, a fantastic game, competed against Ben McAvoy. It was a great battle between the two of them. Tom, thanks very much for joining us tonight. It's just saying to the boys upstairs, we've got Ian upstairs with Lee Brown and Ben Castanelia and Heath Buck. Fair bit of feeling in that one tonight, wasn't there?
There was, mate. It was an important game for both teams, obviously. We've come off the bye, we've really freshened up, and you're right, there was a bit of feeling in it, and it was great to get that win.
Might be able to just take me back to half-time, right on the edge of half-time. Hawthorne's taken the shot, and the ball's bounced in the goal square, and John Worsfold pulls the players in just at half-time before you come off the ground. What was the message from John? Because he really came out sort of fired up after the main break.
Yeah, just to stay switched on. We thought we controlled the ball really well in the first part of that second quarter, and then in the later half of that second quarter, they got a couple of easy hit-ups on us, and then that obviously on the goal line. disappointing. But apart from that, you know, we thought we had pretty good control of the game, which was good.
Tom, it's Ian Cohen. Congratulations on the win. Well done. It was a real game of keepings off early. It was a lot of wide football, a lot of possession, a lot of moving. I mean, you would have thought, gee, I'm going to be running a marathon here.
Yeah, it's not my kind of game when they play keepings off. You know, it was a bit disappointing that first half. You know, they probably kept the ball off too much. I think they had about 70 uncontested marks in the first half. And if you're going to give a team 70 uncontested marks, it's going to be really hard to play against. And that's not the way we want to play the game. We want to get up and turn the ball over in our forward half. And I think in the second half we were able to do that, and it's you know, it makes playing football a lot easier.
Tom, is there something that stands out from Essendon when you play well in terms of maybe a stat or a feeling on the ground? When do you think that, what's the team do well when they're playing well?
Yeah, there's no doubt our pressure around the ball is elite when we're playing well. We've had a bit of a focus on trying to turn the ball over closer to goal. In the first part of the year, we've probably been turning the ball over in our back half, and it's pretty hard to do for four quarters when you turn the ball over in your back half. You obviously got to run a lot more, so try and turn the ball over closer to goal and convert those opportunities.
Tom, Lee Brown, well done on your game tonight and also the victory for the club. What did little Poppy say to you at three-quarter time?
He's an angry man, little Poppy, isn't he? I think, as you said, there was a bit of feeling in the game, and you know, he was fired up, I was fired up, and he had a smile to me after the game, so it's all good there.
From the vision that we're getting upstairs, there's a few little marks on the back of Horacio Fantasia's arm. Is there a bit of pinching going on out there?
I haven't seen that, but no doubt Raz would be antagonising down in the forward line, and that's what we want from him. We want him up and about, and we want energy down that forward line. And you know, when he's in the team, he's so important for us, and he's probably one of our, or if not our most important forward. So it's great to have him back out there.
And Lockie mentioned you're up against McAvoy and Segler tonight. Was there a bit of a clear objective for you to push forward when you could? We saw you sneak forward and kick a goal, but to challenge them offensively whenever you got the chance?
Yeah. Not so much a focus on it tonight. That's always what I'm, you know, working on week in, week out to try and test the opposition ruckman and try and go forward. I know as a ruckman, I don't really like defending. So if I can try and test those blokes out and get them forward, it's a good opportunity to help the team out.
And Tommy, you talk us through your little sort of Stevie J arrangement down there. You made a hash of it. It was a chance for a sausage roll, and you snapped it too hard.
Yeah, I know. I probably should have taken a little bit more time, but I haven't had too many of those ones, so I might need to go and back on the track this week and work on them, I reckon.
A bit of training track sort of stuff for the U there.
Yeah, I saw Jakey Stringer walking around the boundary. I thought I might give the handball off, but I was a bit rattled. I should have just taken my time and gone back and slotted it.
There's always something to work on in footy, isn't there?
You're right.
Tom, it hasn't been an easy start for you guys. Do you feel it's clicking in maybe just a little bit more? I mean, you've got upcoming matches, you're really going to have to work hard. Hawthorn, obviously, you've got West Coast, GWS, Sydney, and then North Melbourne, so it doesn't get any easier.
No, you're right. It's a really important month of football for us. And, you know, to come off, as I said, come off the bye and get that win tonight was really important. You know, we've still got a lot of work to do to play our best football. I think tonight, you know, we showed glimpses of what it can be like, but, you know, we still haven't probably put that four-quarter effort together, which we're really striving for, so we'll go back and work on a few areas that we need to work on from tonight's game. And as you said, it's a really important month of footy. We go to West Coast next week. We know they're really, you know, the force to be reckoned with over there. So that's going to be a great game.
You mentioned the bye, Tom. What did you get up to personally? You get some time off, or you get away, get some sunshine somewhere?
Well, I tried to get some sunshine. I went up to Sydney, and it didn't really come to fruition. It rained just as much as it did in Melbourne up there. But it was good to mentally and physically refresh and come back and you know, really launch into the second half of the year.
And we saw you limp off, I think it might have been in the first quarter. Is there anything to worry about there? You played out the game, obviously, but you did limp off at one stage.
Yeah, nothing to worry about there. I felt a little grab up kind of up around my glute area, but yeah, nothing to worry about there. As I said, played the game out and felt good towards the end of it.
That wasn't Ben Stratton just giving you a little pinch around the back of the glute there, was it?
They were all into me tonight, little Poppy, all of them, but nah, all good.
Your chance for a roaming Brian tonight, Tom?
No, I'm just going to try and sneak in now so I can get away from him.
Okay, well, we'll let you go.
You've done the bigger audience here on K-Rock, so don't worry about that, Tom. We appreciate your time. Thanks for jumping on the microphone with Lockie.
Thanks, lads. Cheers.
Tom Bellchambers downstairs, and Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. And, of course, you can hear that interview along with the earlier one with James Kelly. And we also spoke to Chris Newman as well, all on krockfootball.com.au. And the St John of God Hospital injury update. It looks like Jake Stringer, obviously, with a lower leg issue. Bellchambers says he's right to go. Otherwise, probably a clean bill of health for most others, Bucky.
It looked like a syndesmosis injury.
Syndesmosis, thought so, did you?
Yeah, just probably keep an eye on that during the week.
Imagine, I had one of those during the week with a naan bread.
Imagine if you walked into the medical practice and there's Heath Buck just going to diagnose it.
I went to an Indian curry hut and organised.
So why did he have the top of his calf taped up then, Bucky?
Oh, that was just sort of a little
bit of smoke and mirrors behind the shadows, as Travis Cloak said one time.
Oh, that was a classic, wasn't it? keep an eye on that injury during the week, Kozar. I'm all over those sorts of lower leg injuries.
Hey, stomatic standout. You need to find that after this break, Lee Brown. You need to find a stomatic standout. We'll get some AFL fantasy footy as well. Just quickly before the break, though, Bucky, just some Kurzweil stats, real top-level stuff.
Top-level stuff, okay. Now, I'll just go individually.
I'm saying don't give us them all because it was no good for that.
Merritt, 28.
The game Heppel doesn't deserve that.
Merritt, 28. Heppel, 28. Hurley, 26 and 12 marks. McKenna, Connor McKenna, 25. Clark, again, good. 23 and
well done for Kurzweil. Thanks for that whack and Houston sales. Excellent work by you, Bucky.
22 to McGrath. Just take it easy. 22 to Hooker. Parrish, Darcy Parrish, 21 and a goal. 2 goals to Langford, 21 disposals. A couple of goals to Fantasia, 14 disposals, 2 goals, 1. And 2 goals to Begley, both coming in the last quarter. Walpole, career high, 34 for the Hawks. Henderson, 31. Isaac Smith, 31. Big numbers. Shields, 31. Thought Impey was their best. So 2 goals from halfback, 24 touches. Scully, 24 and a goal. And O'Meara had a big last quarter, 24 disposals. Hardwick, 22. Credit, 44,486. Ian, Essendon, 14-12-96. Defeat the Hawks, 11-77.
Just with the steamatic standout, Coz, it wasn't a great game. Is Benny Cass in the running for his fun facts tonight?
No, he's not. He's just more steam. He's
certainly not in it for his strangest things going around a carousel at an airport. Did we even get one hit for that?
I think the Wi-Fi.
There has been some strange stuff go around airport carousels.
The Wi-Fi at Marvel doesn't deserve that. So
what's that?
We're going to come back with all that sort of stuff thanks to, yes, indeed. Well done. Play the music, Prizer, because we're going to go to a break. Signature Homes, City to Serve Solar. Stomatic standout in a moment. Also, our Hamlin Hanger and our goal of the day. We'll wrap it up and look ahead to the match for broadcast tomorrow night, which is Western Bulldogs versus Carlton. Live, breathe, K-Rock football.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock football, back in minutes.
K-Rock football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yeah.
This year, if you make it on air with a K-Rock footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Surf Solar, including installation. Ah! All you've got to do is chat to the team about anything footy related on 52232955 and you'll be in the draw to win.
Wow.
Powered by City to Surf Solar, the region's solar power and energy efficiency specialists. Get more info and T's and C's at krockfootball.com.au.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? A free appointment with our in-house architect will make your new home more about you and the way you live.
The interactions with Daniel, the architect, have been very positive. His communication style is very easy to work with. We talked what the budget would be. They came back with a design that fitted that budget.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mold cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke-damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Harvey Norman's half-yearly clearance is heating up.
This weekend, get truckloads of savings store-wide with Harvey Norman's back-of-the-truck sale.
Furniture, bedding, Manchester flooring and rugs clearing with unbelievable deals. Home appliances, entertainment, computers and technology discounted until it hurts.
Prices so hot, you'll think they've fallen off the back of a truck. Harvey Norman's back-of-the-truck sale this Saturday and Sunday only. Easy parking, two great locations. Princes Highway, Corio and Wand Ponds.
You've been listening to K-Rock Football. Get all the latest in footy news, press conferences, highlights and more. krockfootball.com.au.
City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes, the fifth quarter, that's where we are. Our standout, Steamatic standout, don't panic, call Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Lee Brown, Steamatic standout, please.
I think it was Michael Hurley.
Michael Hurley?
Yeah, I thought he did a really good job.
It was tough to choose, to be fair.
Yeah, Sicily didn't get anywhere near the ball as his opponent.
That's true.
In the first three quarters, and then obviously Sicily moved down back, but... Also, Hurley intercepted well. I think he had 10, 12 marks, Bucky.
Yep.
Yeah, 20-odd possessions. So he was the Steamatic standout in what was a pretty tough one to pick tonight, Kozer. Normally, yeah, there is a real standout, but just a little standout tonight.
Okay, Steamatic standout. Well done to the team at Steamatic. Just quickly, while we're talking about some of those stats, thefantasy.afl.com.au. A couple of quick points powered by Telstra, Bucky.
Top five for both teams. Let's start with the winners. 111 apiece for Heppel and Hurley. Hooker, yep. 100, Merritt 99, and Parrish 88. They round out the top five. Henderson 140. Gee, big numbers for Ricky Henderson. Isaac Smith 111. Warple 110. Shields 109. And Blake Hardwick 109.
Okay, well done. Fantasy.afl.com.au. AFL Fantasy Footy powered by Telstra. We now need to look towards our Hamlin Hangar, proudly Geelong owned and operated, an outstanding reputation for functional, beautifully finished homes. Hamlin Hangar, Buckaroo.
Yeah, let's start with the Hamlin Hangar. We had to wait, Kozer, to the 26-minute mark of the third quarter. This bloke had a really quiet night, McDonald, Tip and Woody, and we thought if precedent was set last week with Jeremy Howe at the MCG...
Oh, yeah, first thing I thought about.
He was quite lucky to take this mark in the end, but, gee, we'd hate to see it happen again. On the City side wing, McDonald, Tip and Woody took an absolute ripper to pull down the Hamlin Hangar mark of the evening.
Some clangor. It's been a clangor fest. He goes down the line. McDonald, Tip and Woody!
Do you know what?
Hamlin Hangar, what a ripper!
I was saying, you know what, I reckon he'll get the ball taken off him. But he didn't. And Ben, surely that sort of mark should be acceptable. The umpires made a mistake with Jeremy Howe last week.
Well, they did, and they've unfortunately set a precedent now that every mark like that is going to be shown and relayed back to the Jeremy Howe mark, which was clearly a mark. Sometimes it's just an obsession with the game and changing
to the letter
it.
Of the law without ridiculous. Actually the understanding.
Common sense, Ian.
Wouldn't have thought so. Also, Bucky, we do have our goal of the night.
One of the best highlights or sights in the game is when an halfback flanker runs down the ground, goes and kicks a running goal. Benny?
This is going to be... this. Sorry, Bucky. And have you got a fun fact?
Yeah, crocodile cannot stick its tongue out.
You know we're still on air, Ben, right? Okay.
Did you know a crocodile can't stick
Bucky's
its
in the middle
out?
Of doing goal. You got halfway through a sentence.
And do you realise it's illegal to carry an ice cream in your back pocket in Kentucky?
Please.
Anyway, the goal of the evening, Adam Saad, who I thought played a terrific game tonight, took Luke Bruce to the cleaners defensively, ran down the ground, got some space. Ran inside 50 and unloaded the goal of the evening, Adam Saad.
His hand pass was chopped off brilliantly by Saad. It's coming the other way with interest. Has a bounce. Lopes inside 50. Long flying ball. Is this the goal of the night? You bet it is!
That is the goal of the night.
He certainly got it in the right spot, that's for sure. So... Well done to Adam Saad. That is about a wrap, Benny. We are on air tomorrow, though.
Maybe not after Benny's effort tonight.
No,
just a quick one, Kozer.
Pull the point on us.
The Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head.
Well done. Yep.
I think Warple might have just got the nod. 34 possessions, a couple of points. Darcy Parrish had about 24, Bucky, and kicked a goal, something like that. So
yep,
I think
21.
Warple just got the votes.
Well done, Leroy. Excellent work by you. Some good stuff. Benny, tomorrow night?
Yeah, Carlton and the Bulldogs, Kozer. Speaking to Ash Hansen pre-game. And little
coach
bit of
in the making, Ash Hansen.
A little bit of a Joey's flavour too for tomorrow night's pre-game. Carlton and the Bulldogs do battle. They did battle, it wasn't so long ago.
44 points in favour of the Blues.
So
good afternoon.
They'll be hoping to repeat the dose.
They've played each other three times in the last 14 matches, those two teams, so they're going to know each other very well.
Certainly will.
They certainly
We're
will.
We're not speaking to anyone from Carlton, Benny?
No, Carlton were able to provide us with donuts.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So that is about it. Thanks to Bryzer back at K-Rock Towers. Well done, Bryzer. Thank you to Davey Knott here, obviously, at the ground. Also, Lockie Young downstairs. Some good work by Lockie Young riding the boundary. Well done to you, Bucky, for Kerr's Hire.
Thank you, Ian.
Chad playing tomorrow. Chad playing tomorrow?
Yeah, they're playing over in Anarchy tomorrow, Werribee Central's.
Okay.
Might be going across there. That's too far for me.
It doesn't get out.
Yeah, exactly.
His problem is his ankle bracelet won't actually get that far. That's why it's an issue for Bucky.
Oh,
well done to you, Lee Brown. What have you got on for the weekend?
Under 16 footy camp this weekend for the Vic Country Boys.
Right.
Couple of weeks spell for the under 18s before we jump into game 3 and 4, Koza. So, we'll just prepare.
Well done to Lee Brown as well. Ben Casanelli, entertaining.
Yep.
As always.
I'll leave you with a fun fact, Koza.
Oh, goodness me. Slightly disturbing.
My wife says I have two faults. I don't listen. And something else.
Five one.
He's here every night. You should try the steak. That is about it. In the end, it was the Bombers. 14-12-96. Too good for the Hawks. 11-11-77. You heard it all on
K-Rock Footy.
John Worsfold will be none too happy with Jake Stringer back into the side after a couple of weeks hiatus with the hamstring. So is this the perfect start for the Hawks? Segler does it. He liked it the instant it left. He's size 11 boot.
Pepple, ball to within 20, and a contender for a Hamlin Holmes hanger. Laverde got up nice and high in the left-hand forward pocket and took a handy pack mark. Another Hamlin Holmes hanger is needed. Not there. Fantasia off the ground! Soccer style from Fantasia. Goal of the night contender. Oh, umpire.
That bounced out. Right in front of him. Zaharakis took it. Pumps it back inside 50. Parrish front square rope to Langford. Langford round the corner. It's swinging back to goal. Surely that ball was out, Lee Brown. For the career of Tom Bell Chambers, playing his 125th game. He comes in. He's hit that pretty well. He's hit that very well. It's a goal. Goes a defensive 50. Oh, Hamlin Hanger contender from Henderson just with one bit. Up in the atmosphere, the ball stuck, and that was Odell Beckham Jr. sort of stuff from Ricky Henderson.
It was.
Falling to ground, Segler gives to Glass. Glass from 40. Glass the Irishman. Long ball is a goal. Off the night contender. Good stuff from the Irish kid.
Went on the left peg for a goal. That is literally making something of nothing. The kick from Stringer was horrible. Merritt sharked it and then just jammed it on the boot.
Comes in. He's hit it pretty well to land. Close. Oh, Bell Chambers. Fourth in lines. Grab the mark. Half a metre out.
He kicks long and gets shepherded through on the line.
That's a goal.
That's horrendous by the Bombers defenders.
That is one of the worst things I've seen in football.
It landed inside the field of play and bounced through.
We'll launch towards the Lloyd end, the right-hand end of your K-Rock radio. It's a low ball. It's a good ball. It's right through the middle. Essendon stretch the lead back out to 9 points.
Of his teammate down there in Sicily, who's been quiet, has to U-turn. Kick was a ripper. Henderson will mark. Oh, yeah, dropped. He dropped it. Got time to pick it up and kick the goal.
It's a reward for effort here, Benny.
So Parrish, that looks good. That looks really good. It's only three steps. It was simple but efficient.
Debuted round 4 last year, played 15 games after that debut. Gee, he's got a piece of this. Sends it high and long. Guelphy goal.
Some clanger. It's been a clanger fest. He goes down the line. McDonald's him and Woody.
Do you know what?
Hamlin hanger. What a ripper. His hand pass was chopped off brilliantly by Saad. It's coming the other way with interest. Has a bounce. Lopes inside 50. Long flying ball. Is this the goal of the night? You bet it is.
Three-quarter time, siren sounds. Saad punches it away from McAvoy, who then comes back and says, didn't appreciate that, Saad. Bell Chambers belts in. Siren's gone. The umpires have got nowhere to go. Players come from everywhere, city side of the ground.
Won the Essendon Football Club cheer squad raffle. Langford wins the raffle for the Bombers. Goal of the day from right forward pocket. A snap around the corner, he's got two.
Well, Laverde was a really strong tackle there. Ball bounces free. That is the sealer. It is now all over. Good goal from Begley.
Too many of the top echelon sides would be quaking in their boots on this effort. Langford round the corner, off the ground. Begley's got another one.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.